This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Cinta Astars. The heart of any academic campus is the library. Beginning last month, Julie Garrison became the new dean of university libraries at Western Michigan University. The demands of an academic library are many, and Garrison has a long list of the changes she plans to make. Garrison talks about the experience she brings to her new position and her first impressions of Western's campus. I was reading something online about your first visit to this campus, and you were saying something there about you saw so many connections and so much potential during your early visit here. What did you see, and what are you hoping to connect to?
I think that libraries have changed a lot over the years, and one of the things that we're doing so much more in libraries is we're looking at how are we part of campus? How are we part of the students' learning and success, and how do we support faculty in that endeavor, as well as their research? But we are more than a collection of materials. We're more than individuals sitting behind reference desks. We do a lot of different activities and are ingrained in the university culture in many different ways. So one of the things that I saw is how our liaison librarians are working with the different departments. They're teaching classes. They're looking at digitization and how they make materials available to the campus and beyond the campus. Those are just a couple of things, but how the institutional repository that they've built is starting to make scholarship that our faculty and our students are working on more available and visible. So I think that I can help the libraries build on some of those activities and raise the visibility even more of the libraries on the university's campus and hopefully beyond.
You've in part already answered this, but I'm always fascinated because libraries are one of the places that with technology and have changed so much. What kind of changes have you seen, whether technology or the kind of services that we offer that keep libraries relevant? And that may be different in academia because, of course, they're relevant on an academic campus. But I imagine you want to connect with the community as well.
Well, and I think you hit it on the head. It is about connecting with the community and community needs and around information, around resources a lot of times, but what students and faculty need on a campus, what community members need in a city or a town. A lot of times the libraries are that democratizing place where anyone can go to get access to information, to get some new learning about something. Maker spaces are happening a lot in public libraries and indeed in some academic libraries as well. I started my library career, and when I was in school, I made one of the first web pages. It was 1995, and so the web was just coming to be, and it was a cool thing that as a student, I could make a web page. And we've come a long way since then, and a lot of information has moved online, and there's a glut of information. There's so much. How do you weed through that? So we've, used to be about making books available, understanding where to find something in a reference book, and it's come a long way. The book is still important. The printed material is still important, but it's only a small piece of what we do. And now we're helping people make sense of information in lots of different ways. And also thinking about being good consumers of information, understanding where things are coming from. Everything is available, or it seems like everything is available on the web. As well as how are you an author? How are you a creator of information? Almost from the time kids are 2 and 3, they can be creators of information these days. And what does that mean when everyone has such a public life in some ways?
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Cinta Astars. I'm speaking with Western Michigan University's new dean of university libraries. Julie Garrison started her position at Western March 1st. As you take on this new position, I realize I'm talking to you very early in the game here as you're learning your way around, but how do you intend to shape it? And I'm wondering if you've had a chance yet to think about changes that you might want to make in terms of collection, physical space, staffing, services.
Yeah, all of that. I think.
Oh, you're going to be busy.
Actually, that's funny because everywhere I turn, I'm like, oh, we have to do this. We have to do this. And thinking about sequencing and priorities is going to be one of the challenges. What I've been saying early on to the staff and faculty in the libraries is I'm really interested in how we are user focused. What is it that we're doing for our community, and how do we know that we're doing something that our community needs instead of something that we're used to doing or have always thought was important to ourselves? How is it important to the community? Thinking about how is it that we know we're being successful in what we're doing? How are we assessing those things that we have been doing? Are they still making a difference? What do we need to be doing differently? Do we need to be doing the same kinds of things or something totally different? And then when do we know if we're successful? What are we using as measures? And then lastly, just thinking about our space, our collections, and all that we do as the universities, as a resource that we help to make the best for the university. So it's not necessarily about protecting or security of resources. It's about expanding that use and desirability of those things. So those are the things that are on my mind.
Are there any, like, calendar of events? You know, a lot of libraries do that with the community or inside the campus. Is any of that on your roster yet?
Well, the libraries has some things that they're already doing. I came in and stepped in, and I learned that we have Living the Arts. So that's an event that'll be going on. It's an expansion of what they did last year, which had to do with Poetry Month. And so they're expanding it beyond poetry this year. So there will be a lot of events happening in the libraries and also, I believe, in the Honors College. Programming is something that I think the librarians and library staff want to be doing more of, and I'll be working with them to coordinate what that means and what kinds of events make sense and what kinds of spaces do we have. And so going forward, I think it'll be a piece of it. I'm not sure how that'll look yet.
Any weak spots that you're feeling all adrenalized to fix, is there? And that can be either in collection or physical space or whatever.
I think we have some wonderfully strong collections. I think the one weak spot, something that I see some urgency around, and so do library and staff and faculty, is space in Waldo. You know, certainly trying to make that space more inviting, looking at the furnishings in that space. The Student Association has wanted to purchase some chairs for us, and so we're going to go ahead and purchase some new chairs from out of that. But looking at those spaces really deliberately and what we want to be doing with them, how do we make sure that we have room for our collections and also room for our users to do the kinds of activities that they're doing in their classes and need to do outside of their classes, the collaborative or the heads down kind of work. So we'll be looking at that fairly deliberately fairly soon. And I'd like to look at it head to toe, you know. There is some plans for doing a renovation of the first floor, and I've asked that we take a step back and look at the whole building and start to develop a plan for what do we want to do long term.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Julie Garrison, the new dean of university libraries at Western Michigan University. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.